வந்தேகம்
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 16th chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of July, 1974, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Shastra Jatam
Mother, you are the reservoir of all riches. Please inform me of the root cause of your tribulations by which you have been reduced to such a weak state. I think that the powerful influence of time, which conquers the most powerful, might have forcibly taken away all your fortune, which was adored even by the demigods.
Idam hi mama achaksha tava adhimulam vasundhare जीना विकर्षितास कालेन वाति बलिना बलीयसा सुरार्चितं किं हितमम सोभम सो कालेना कालेना मीन्स बाय द टाइम द भगवद गीता देयर इज सकालेन जुग नष्ट परंतप सो टाइम इज वेरी पावरफुल टाइम इज इटर्नल and is very powerful. So the inquiry is, Vasundhare, the reservoir of all riches, whether you have been plundered or taken away of all your fortunes in due course of time. Vasundhare, this planet, there are innumerable planets, this is one of them, and it is referred here that Surarchitam. Surarchitam, Sura means the demigods. And Architam means worshipped. So the demigods, they live in higher planetary system, their standard of life is far, far better, thousands and thousand times better. Therefore, when this planet is more opulent, even the demigods, they eulogize, Sura Architam, Shobhagam. That kind of opulence is certainly very great fortune. So all these inquiries are being made because Krishna left this planet. When Krishna was present, so the opulence of this planet was so great that even the demigods in higher planetary system, they are also envious. So that is now, because Krishna is not there, so that opulence is now taken away. So whether you are so much sorry for this purpose. So this planet or any planet, they are all full with opulence. Purnamidam Purnamada. By anything created by God is complete. Several times I have explained. Just like in this planet you require water. Water is required for cleansing, for cultivating, so many things. Profuse water required. So Krishna has provided this planet, three-fourths part of the planet is full with water. But you cannot utilize it unless Krishna touches. There is scarcity of water. You require so much water. Suppose in the desert, you can pump water from the sea, but that will not be effective. It must be managed by Krishna. The water must be evaporated by the machine, sunshine, and they will be turned into cloud, and when that water is poured, then it will be beneficial. So you are always dependent on Krishna and His mercy. You are thinking that we shall adjust these material things and become happy, that is foolishness. That is not possible. Maya dhakshena prakriti isyate sa characharam. The prakriti is there. All the riches are there. Everything is there on the ground. It's like we are getting so many things from this ground. The trees, the plants, the foodstuff, the minerals, so many things. There is everything complete. You see in your garden, there are different types of flowers, color, scent, flavor. But where from it is coming? It is coming from the earth. Can you make any scent from the earth? But the scent is coming from the earth, the rose flavor. Where from it is coming? It is there. Anyone can understand. But you cannot extract that. Krishna requires His hand. When Krishna is there in the form of seed, Krishna says, Bijoham sarvabhutana. I am the seed of all living beings. The seed. That is, it's like there is sex. Unless the seed is there, there is no child. Similarly, unless the seed is there, there is no plantation. The banyan tree is there because the seed is there. And the rose tree is there because the seed is there. And Krishna claims, Bijoham sarvabhutana. And Krishna's potency are there in the seed. So that different types of seeds producing different types of flowers, fruits, color, flavor. This is Krishna's supervision, maya dhakshena. So ultimately, time and earth and everyone is abiding by the law, by the orders of the law. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maang buddha bhava samandita. Buddha, those who are not rascals. Buddha means intelligent. Bodha. Bodha means intelligent. So, those who are intelligent, they know that everything is supplied by Krishna. So why not depend on Krishna only? Why so many other attempts? Therefore Krishna says, Bhavushatmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana. Bohushaka hi anantas anantasya buddhi abhyabhushayina. Vyabhushayi means one who knows business, particularly bhavushaya, or one who knows confidently. It is the, this is the cause, this is the effect. Those who know that Krishna is the origin of everything, so they are fixed up in Krishna. Bhavushadmika buddhi. Eke, one. Just depend on Krishna. One who does not know this, they depend on so many things. Buddhi abhyavasayana. So, if we want to be Krishna conscious, we shall fix up our mind in Krishna and how to become fixed up, that art will be given to you by the spiritual master. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, in connection with the explanation of this verse, Vyavasayatmika buddhi, he says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi means to take the words of the spiritual master as life and soul. That is Vyavasayatmika. That is called Vyavasayatmika buddhi. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that whatever I am ordered by the spiritual master, that is my life and soul. I don't care for liberation. My only business is to serve my spiritual master. And in the song you have just sung, Jiprasade. What is that? Jiprasade? Pure sarva asha. You do not know the meaning. Jiprasade means by his mercy, all our desires are fulfilled. Jiprasade pure sarva asha. So this is our process to depend on Krishna. Depend does not mean I shall remain idle. Depend means to work according to the direction of the Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru, Bhakya, Tinete Koriya Urkya. Depend does not mean now let me sleep and Krishna will do everything. Depend on Krishna. No, not like that. Krishna never advised Arjuna that you sleep on this chariot, I am Hare Krishna. He never said that. He said you must have to fight. Yuddhasya mam anusmara. Fighting you have to do. But you always think of me. This is the success. Not that dependent Krishna means I have to nothing. So, everything is there. Here it is said that surar chitam king hitam amba saubhagam. All opulences are there. I have already explained. Anything, fortune. There are mines, there are petrol, there are water, everything is there. But as soon as we forget Krishna, then the time will take away everything. It will not allow. Time will not allow to enjoy. Then there will be strife, there will be misunderstanding. Just like the petrol is there and within this earth. But because we do not know how to use them, therefore there is scarcity of petrol. Petrol is there. We do not know how to use Krishna's property. We are trying to use everything as my own. But factually it is not. Factually it is everything Krishna's. So, if you are Krishna conscious, every one of us, there is no scarcity, no want. Because the things are there already. There is no question of scarcity. But because we have forgotten Krishna, there is scarcity. It is very clear. We have forgotten that this petrol belongs to Krishna. Then it is our land. This land belongs to Krishna. But the Arabians are thinking this land belongs to us. Therefore there is difficulty. So the Krishna consciousness movement is so important. If people simply learn this, that everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Sarvam means everything. Not that this much is mine, this much is Krishna's. No, sarvam. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Jat kinchit jagatyam jagat tena bhunjita. Simply, we shall use as much he has allotted for us, then there is peace and prosperity without any difficulty. Otherwise, you go on adjusting your material position, the time will take away everything. When you die by the in due course of time, then whatever position we have got, all finished. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. I am death. Krishna is everything. So death is also Krishna. Just like here is the picture of Hiranyakashipu, such a great demon, so proud. He was thinking that I am the proprietor of everything. He was chastising his son, doing everything, whatever he liked. But when Nrisimhadev came, within a second, everything finished. Everything finished. But Prahlad remained the same. Prahlad is not finished. Hiranyakashipu is finished. So those who are trying to be very, very big by material position, they will be all finished. But if you remain in the position of Prahlada, you will never be finished. Thank you very much.